The new children's book, My Gunkle and Me, is about helping kids embrace the things that make them different. NPR religion correspondent Jason DeRose reports on the author who wrote it, a former pastor from a prominent evangelical family who found his inspiration close to home.
You might not expect a book about a gay uncle from the writer Jonathan Merritt. His previous titles included Jesus is Better Than You Imagined and A Faith of Our Own. But Merritt had an idea.
My name's Henry Higgleston, and kids think I'm strange. My hair, clothes, and voice, there's a lot I would change.
The idea was to write a book that celebrates not fitting in.
But right now, I'm excited because today's Saturday, and my most fabulous relative is coming to stay.
That fabulous relative is Henry's gunkle.
You write the book you wish you had as a child, and when people read this, they immediately say, okay, I get it, you're the gunkle. I mean, the gunkle even kind of looks like me, the illustration does.
A bit of a dandy with a 5 o'clock shadow and a French bulldog named Jimmy Choo. That's C-H-E-W.
The present day me was able to travel back in time to a past version of me and to get down on one knee and look that kid in the eye and tell him what I know now he needed to hear.
But Merritt didn't always know what he needed to hear. He's the son of a former president of the Southern Baptist Convention and a former pastor himself. Coming out meant rethinking his life, though not, it turns out, the core of his faith.
At church the next morning, my gunkle sings loudly. He prays and gives thanks, and he does it devoutly. His bright colored outfit makes two women stare. When we pass, they both snicker, but he doesn't care.
Merritt says not many children's books include LGBTQ characters who are clearly Christian.
A lot of people today are told by the religious people in their lives that they can either be people of faith or they can be gay. And that is a false choice. And I think it's important for children to know that.
What he's found surprising are the reactions he's getting while doing queer story time at bookstores and libraries.
I'm so used to very religious people looking at me strange because I'm gay. And now I'm in the opposite situation where I have my queer brothers and sisters who are looking at me with those same weird faces because of my faith.
He looks like he doesn't notice and he's like, oh, I don't care. I'll just move along.
Here's 6-year-old Phoebe Riddle describing the look on the gunkle's face as he sings his heart out in church.
I like that. And the gunkle told him to, like, get up his feelings. And I really like that part because sometimes at school I feel sad, but then I just get back up.
The lesson is slightly different for Phoebe's 11-year-old brother, Thomas.
I don't think gay is funny. I think it's, like, something that people actually like. Like, LGBTQ people don't want to be made fun of.
My Gunkle and Me isn't just for kids with gunkles, says author Jonathan Merritt, or kids who might be LGBTQ.
All of us come to understand the what of our identity. What are we like? What do we feel? What are we attracted to? But there's always a why behind the what. Why are we this way?
That why for Merritt isn't based on endless arguments of nature versus nurture, but rather it's grounded in his faith.
The driving force that's making us who we are, at least in the Christian conception, is God. And God is love. That means that love is making you who you are, gay or straight, cisgender or transgender. Love is the driving force that is making you that way. And that love is loving you always.
Even, says Jonathan Merritt, when everyone else thinks you're strange. Jason DeRose, NPR News.